So we'll start a little bit. So we'll start the section of Avas Hashem. It's page Kuf Yutes in Chelik Aleph. It's interesting. For some reason, we never did this piece or this section together. See it though.
Kuf Yutes.
Page Kuf Yutes. Yeah.
I think we did it. No.
Maybe you did it. Is that possible without me?
No.
All right. I don't. I don't have it marked up. All right. Well, we'll chazer it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't remember doing it. Okay, so the Mechaber says the following. Hine avas Hashem, hi mitzvah asei d'oraisa. Love Yaakovish Baruch Hu is a mitzvah asei d'oraisa. Ki d'chsev yahavtas Hashem alokecha, b'chol levavecha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol ma'odecha. Okay, mitzvah asei d'oraisa to love the Ribono shel Olam. Hare, shekol adam mechuyev ba'avas Hashem. So remember, again, every person is mechuyev love Yaakovish Baruch Hu. Now, obviously, even before we go on, so the Mefarshim spend an incredible amount of time analyzing this mitzvah. You know, you can't command someone to love. You could command someone to keep Shabbos, you could command someone not to wear shatnez, you could command someone to keep kosher, but lamaisa, you can't command someone to love. You can't legislate emotion. So that's why, again, Rashi already says that if yahavtas Hashem Elokecha means asei devarav me'ahava, right? That's serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu from love, which means Rashi understands it, thank you, Rashi understands it to be a behavioral concept. That when you serve God, serve Him and make it look like you love Him. In other words, that anything you do in life, you could do it and you could do it begrudgingly, or you could do it and, you know, at least make it look like you love it, even if you don't. You know, as they say, you know, fake it till you make it.
But it's a choice, right? Loving is a choice.
Loving is a choice. But I'm just pointing out, Rashi purposely reinterprets it as a behavioral obligation. Asei devarav me'avo means that Rashi understands it to mean the Torah is teaching me how to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do the mitzvos in a way that makes it look like you love it. Implicit in Rashi's words are, you may not love it. You may not love it, but that's okay. Make it look like you love it. Because sometimes, again, just being able to put on the external display of Avas Hashem is in and of itself something significant and something meaningful. That's not what he brings down. But again, he's going to say the following. I'm just pointing out that, again, it's inherently a problematic command. V'niskar because of Gimel Dargus. So the Pasuk discusses three different levels of Avas Hashem. B'chol levavecha, b'chol nafshecha, with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your means, right? Rashi actually by ma'odecha also brings down two opinions, either b'chol ma'odecha from lashon ma'od, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you, or Rashi says b'chol mida u'mida shud modeh l'cha, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you, whatever life circumstance HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you, so love Him no matter what. V'hinei mavor b'sar makadoshim, sheish beis ofanim shal ava. So the Sfarim write that there are two different types of love. Aleph, Ava Tluya B'Davar. Beis, Ava Sheina Tluya B'Davar. Sorry to remember again, this is the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. There are two different types of love. So type number one is a love that is dependent on something. Right? And the second type of love is a love that is not dependent on something. Right? So in other words, Ava Tluya B'Davar means I love someone or something usually because of something it gives to me, right? So I love X because X gives me something. Ava shetein tluy b'davar means I just love. I just love. The love is not dependent on something. The love does not hinge on something. I just love. Ava tluy b'davar. So Simchaber says, what does it mean? Ava tluy b'davar, love that is dependent on something. Sha'adam ohev machmas davar ma. A person loves because of some reason. In other words, there's a catalyst for the love. There's a motivator for the love. There's something that I get out of this love. I get something. I love whatever it is because I get something from this love. I get something from this relationship. But by extension, v'chasher sibas hadavar b'teila ava. So for example, if I love someone because I love my business partner because he makes me money. Fantastic. That's an ava, I love him, but he makes me money. So I love him as long as he makes me money, which tells me what? As soon as he no longer makes me money, I don't love him. I don't love him. That's avat liya b'davar. But la hadavar. So once the davar, once the reason is batal, so the ava is gone as well. Lumasa, ava sheteinu b'tliya b'davar. On the flip side, is a love that is not dependent on something. Hi ava be'etzen. This is just a love in and of itself. Ava, b'gematria echad. She'inyon avazu, we're going to discuss what that gematria is. She'inyon avazu, novas min ha'achtos pnimis, shala ohev va'anehav. So this idea, what the Mechaber is describing over here is the following. That, you know, we use the word love very loosely in today's day and age, right? We often use love and like as synonymous terms. I love my wife, and I love pizza, and I love my kids, and I love football, and, you know, I love my job, and I love my, you know, I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We use these words interchangeably, but in reality, the idea of love, she'ina avazu, novas min achtus pinimis, shel a'ohev v'anehav. There's a unity. With true love, there's a unity between the one who loves and the one who is loved. There's a unity between them. Hine avat liya b'davar, shayeches gam ba'akum. So first of all, the concept of an avat liya b'davar is anybody could have that kind of love. Anybody could have that kind of love that is dependent on something. He says, even by the Gentiles, even by the nations of the world. Shayesh bohem midas hakaras hatov, vi'ava l'meitivim. Now, understand, so he says something very important over here. We look at avat liya b'davar as like a disingenuous love. It's not true. Avat liya b'davar is very genuine. Again, a simple idea. I love my business partner because he makes me money. Is that a disingenuous love? No. If anything, what is it? It's hakaras hatov, right? Reuven makes me money, so I love him. I appreciate what he does. I mean, I appreciate the business. I appreciate the help. I appreciate the effort. And so I love him. I'm reciprocating what he does for me with feelings of love towards him. So what he's saying over here is avat liya b'davar very often is a dinan hakaras hatov. Someone or something does something for me, and therefore again I love that person or that thing. Va'ava l'meitivam. He goes on, ulam ava she'enet liya b'davar, he shayeches rak l'bnei Yisrael. So this is actually very interesting. But this notion of ava she'inet libdor, which I will say, if you think about it, is a very strange concept. What do you mean just loving something for the sake of loving something? What is, meaning we are utilitarian beings. We do things because at the end of the day, we get something out of it. That's why the ranya to this is, you know, Antigonus in Pirkei Avos says, right? Which tells me what? The fact that Antigonus has to say, don't be like servants who worship the master for the sake of receiving reward, tells me that what? That's my natural disposition. I mean, we are utilitarian beings. I do things because at the end of the day, I'm going to get something in return for it. And if I get something in return, then wonderful. If I don't get something in return, then I'm not interested. So, and again, that's fine. That's not a bad thing. That's din hakaras hatov. But the Mechaber says over here, the concept ultimately, again, of ava she'enet liya b'davar is a love that is unique to Klal Yisrael, a love that is unique to Bnei Yisrael. Mechivan shamahus avazu he achtus im hanehav. Because remember again, where does this love come from? This love comes from a connection between the one who loves and the one who is loved. There's an achtus between them. Vahari rak lekinesis Yisrael yesh achtus gimura im hakadosh baruch hu. So first of all, this is actually quite interesting because what the Mechaber seems to be saying is the following. There is only one example of Ava She'enet liya b'davar, and that's between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is actually very interesting. Meaning, a person could be madly in love with his wife, that's not Ava She'enet liya b'davar. A person could be love his children very much, that's not an Ava liya b'davar, which is very interesting, which makes sense. In human relationships, there's always a davar. What's the raya? What's the proof? What's the proof? If marriage was Ava She'enet liya b'davar, then what?
We're going to fight.
And even if you were to fight, marriages would never dissolve. Because the love is just an unconditional love and a unity with each other. That's not true. If in a marriage, one spouse stops meeting the needs of the other, then by definition, marriages fall apart. Because it's tliya b'davar.
A mother and a newborn.
A mother and a... That's fine when they're a newborn, but at a certain point in time, it's tuluyah b'davar. Parents do stop loving their children. At certain points in time, parents do have to kick their children out. That's, meaning, nebuch, it happens. It happens. It's not, the love is there. The love is there, but it is tuluyah b'davar. A parent's love absolutely is commensurate with what they sometimes get from their child. A parent, a child who is constantly disrespectful. A child who is constantly, again, violating, going against the parents' wishes, that love is different than a child who is obedient. It's just a metzias. So it happens to be, it's an interesting thing, because like we often think, like in marriage, especially like the aspiration is to have ava shein etli b'davar. It could very well be that in human relationships is impossible. Human relationships, by definition, are based on some degree of reciprocity. I'm willing to be a giver, but there has to be something that comes in return as well. If I'm only giving and never receiving anything, at some point in time, a person can't sustain a relationship like that. So the Mechaber says,
isn't there still always a love for a child, no matter what? Even though you write them off and you can't.
100%. But can you say that it's the same level of love when my child behaves and my child doesn't behave?
No, but it's right. Still potentially...
The love is there. Right. The love is there. But ava tuliyah b'davar also doesn't have to mean like in absolutes. It doesn't have to mean if I get the thing, then I love you. If I don't get the thing, I don't love you.
Right.
What it could also mean is if I get the thing, I love you
level.
Like this.
Right.
And if you don't get the thing, I love you like this. Right. So that's what it means. It's just... It's tied in. It's tied into the davar. Masha'inkin ava she'in etli b'davar means a love that is consistent. It's consistent and almost independent of any external criteria.
Even when Klal Yisrael, you know, by the eagle and everything, the love is the same as...
The Ribono Shel Olam, again, it's not to confuse punishment with lack of love. And this we could relate to as parents. Sometimes you have to punish your child, but even in those moments of punishment, the love doesn't change. So yesterday, Ribono Shel Olam sometimes has to give us an onesh. The godless of our relationship with our Kaddish Baruch Hu is, the Abba is always the same. The love always remains the same, even if there has to be an onesh, even if there are difficulties. See, he says over here, and that's why he says, really almost the only example of Ava She'ina Teluya B'davar, ultimately, again, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Kudsha Brichu V'Yisrael Chatu. That's the meaning of Chazal when they say HaKadosh Baruch Hu Klal Yisrael is one. Oh, so that we're going to see. He says, V'lokach Bohem Shayeches Ava Penimizus. Therefore, between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this Ava Penimis, this incredible deep love, this love that is independent of any dover, ultimately applies to us. Masha Inkin, Eitzel Umav So'olam, Shehin Nifradem Mimenu Yisbarach Shemo. This is different than by the nations of the world. Because by the nations of the world, again, they are separate. They can be separate and distinct from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, this is the other piece that he's driving home. The concept of Yisrael v'kutsha b'richu k'la Yisrael chatu means this idea that there's an interconnectedness between us and the Ribono Shel Olam. There's a togetherness. There's an achdus. There's an interweaving of interests. That's there. Masha Inki and Umos Ha'olam don't have that same level of connection. Eslam Shayach Rak Avat Libedaver, Ukimosha Kasaf Hagimara, Hanosi and Pruta Amanashi Yechiebeni, Sheze Chaluk Ben Yisrael Akum, Sheitzel Yisrael Zum Maila. So remember again, the Gemara discusses the idea that tzedakah is one of the only things that one is, only mitzvah that one is permitted to do on condition. Right? The person says, my child is sick, Chas Hashem, I'm going to give tzedakah on the condition that my child lives. So the Gemara discusses the idea, why can you do that? So the Gemara discusses the idea because even if the Jew doesn't get what he wants from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't regret the mitzvah. He doesn't regret the mitzvah. Sheitzel Yisrael Zumala, Zumayla, Sha'af Beno, Shebeno Inochai. Even if Chas Hashem, the parent doesn't get what he requested, the child doesn't live, Hu Sameach Benesino. At the end of the day, I may be attaching a condition, but that condition is not real. In that even if Chas Shalom, I don't get what it is that I'm asking for, I don't regret the Maisin Nesino. I don't regret the Tzedakah. Ki Bepnimius Nishmaso, Hu Nosin Amanos Lesis. Because deep down, even though I'm saying that there's a condition, I'm really giving for the purpose ultimately of connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo Ratzon, Lo Kol Ratzon Kabbalah. Without any request to receive anything. Vizeh, Abba Shein Tali B'dor. So first of all, it's an incredible Chiddush. Because actually, what the Gemara is saying is like this. The reason why you're allowed to give tzedakah amanas sheyich yebini is why? because you don't really mean it. Because you don't really mean it. What you are articulating is an aspirational desire that ultimately my child should be healed. But at the end of the day, I'm giving this tzedakah because I want to give this tzedakah. Because at the end of the day, again, I want to give because I have this relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that transcends any particular circumstance or any particular reality. Because it's an ava she'ina taluya b'davar. Ma she'in k'in yitzalakum. Shem lo yichya b'no harei she'bitel ha'davar batal ava. Ve'no chabis b'nei sin eklal. But by the nations of the world, if again they give with the condition to receive and they don't get what they want, there's a remorse for ever having given. Bara hadavar, shesedir avodas ha'adam b'knias esmidas ha'ava, hu shetchila leishliknos esmidas ha'ava tluya b'davar, va'achar kach liknos esmidas ha'ava she'ina tluya b'davar. So this is actually quite profound. Maybe with this we'll have to stop for this evening. But he says something really quite amazing, which is, it's a progression. It's a progression. At the end of the day, you can't just reach the level of Ava She'ina Teluya B'davar. You can't just reach that level of suddenly loving with absolutely no conditions attached. Rather, again, first the person... So again, that's what we aspire to. I aspire to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu where I love Him. See, the fact that God loves me and it's in a Taluya B'davar. Ultimately, again, that we know. That we know because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us already that even when you look at the Tocha, if you look, meaning at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for me is not dependent on anything. Vaharayo, even when I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do, guess what? I still get my brachas. I still get my brachas. Even if I'm not a tzaddik, I still get my brachas. So what does that show you? The Rosh Hashanah's love for me is not to leave a dover. My goal is to get to that same level of love for Him. To love HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that's in a Taluya B'davar as well. But in order to get that, I first have to get to Ava HaTaluya B'davar. And of course, again, this is where we're going to get into this first step of understanding. Now, what does it mean to Ava HaTaluya B'davar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What it means is a representation, a recognition that first I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything He does for me. So the first step is to recognize, what does the Ribono Shel do for me? To look at all of those things, to generate a love based on all the brachos I receive. Start there. Start with Ava. So understand, by the way, to reach a level of Yahavtas Hashem Elokecha with an Ava HaTluya B'davar is also a major accomplishment. And then after I get to the stage of Ava HaTluya B'davar, then afterwards I could grow ultimately again to the level of Ava She'ina HaTluya B'davar. So how to do that, how that actually takes shape, in Emirat Hashem, we'll continue with next time. Shkoyach.
So, based on everything they teach you in Chassan class, though,